KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, Emily Sinkhorn is in our makeshift studio here at Wildberries Marketplace. You biked your way here today, which is pretty cool. And we also have a couple of guests on the phone. Now, since I'm away from the studio, I'm going to have to abruptly end the music. So here we go. Boom. Alrighty. So anyway, we are here live at Wildberries. And Emily, why don't you introduce who we've got?
Yeah, so we have Jess and Francis from the Community Bike Kitchen on the phone today. Hi, Francis and Jess.
Emily.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, great. So so what is a bike kitchen?
Well, the bike kitchen is...
Either of you.
Go ahead. The bike kitchen is like... It's like a tool shop community space that with volunteers who work there who can help guide you. We have like all the tools and the knowledge to help you learn about your own bicycle. So it's kind of like a bike shop, but we don't do things for you. We have everything a bike shop would have. But our main goal is really to educate people to learn how to work on their own bikes, and it's also a place that people who already know how to work on their bikes can come use tools to do stuff on their bikes.
Well said. I like to say we have the ingredients and we know the recipes.
Perfect. That's what often a lot of people are like, kitchen? Like you make things in the kitchen and you ride bikes? I don't understand. I always like to...
It sounds sanitary.
Yeah, I always like to think about it as a kitchen is where you come together and celebrate something or come together and make something, and that's really what happens at the bike kitchen. So where is this bicycle learning space located?
The bike kitchen is at the Jefferson School in Eureka on B and Clark.
Yeah. Great.
Great.
So how do people get involved, or do you need to know anything about bikes or have a bike before you go?
I feel like that's the really beautiful thing of it is, you know, anybody from somebody who knows absolutely nothing to an expert mechanic can show up. And it's really a place where you can share your strengths, you know, like some people are great at working on bikes, other people are great at organizing, and we all just kind of come together and find our particular tasks. So, and you know, we can share them, we can learn, we can teach each other, and eventually we're all expert mechanics.
Great. So when is the bike kitchen open, and how, what times can people go?
Yeah, we're open every single week from Tuesdays and Wednesday nights from 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, two-hour chunks twice a week.
Great. And a lot of times it seems like people come in because they need a specific tool. And, the bike kitchen has a great tool library and lots of donated bikes and parts as well. Can you just talk about how that works?
We have a master suite of tools. We have just about everything you could imagine to work on bicycles. Oftentimes people will come in with either a full bike, or they're cleaning out their garage and they find a box full of parts and they're like, I don't need these three wheels and this crankset anymore. So they just bring a box of stuff, and the people who are good at organizing go through it and separate them into bins. And we have a whole row of buckets and bins full of parts that are sorted out into all their categories, and so you can go through and find maybe something that replaces something that's broken on your bike, or something that's better than something on your bike, and you get to kind of And also you have the at least a couple mechanics there who can show you, give you a few pointers along the way as far as how to install it and how to get it adjusted correctly.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because a lot of folks need some help on how to do it right. I think some people just kind of guess at tuning up their bikes, and they go, this must be like this. But there are certain specific things, especially things like truing a tire. That's got some real specifics that you need to learn. And I think it'd be great having someone there to help.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. For me, it's a lot of fun to teach people that sort of stuff because my first experience at the bike kitchen, I showed up and I was truing a wheel that had a big issue, and what I ended up doing was pretty much rebuilding the whole wheel. And there were a few volunteers around that day, and they were really interested in my project. That was maybe a little gap in their knowledge, and so they sat in, and I ended up giving a wheel truing workshop, and I'm teaching all these people how to true a wheel. And then the next week I see those people going through, there's like a rack of wheels hanging over the window, and they're going down the line and pulling every wheel down and putting it on and truing it. And then the next week after they've mastered truing, now they're these same people that I just taught are teaching other people how to true a wheel. So it's kind
That's
of
awesome.
It's a wonderful, like, pay it forward experience, you know, like you see people that you taught something sharing the knowledge. It's beautiful. It's really fun.
Yeah, in addition to sharing the knowledge around this, you know, also really seems to be a compliment to local bike shops that do a great job. We have awesome local bike shops in our community. But sometimes, you know, people may not be able to afford a new bike or be able to afford a whole new tune-up. And the bike kitchen really makes it be a place where it's really affordable. So you can you talk about how people can volunteer and earn credits towards a bike or towards the ability to work on their own bike?
Yeah, sure. So people can come in and they can volunteer their time. We have, like, just whatever tasks need to be done. Like, there's lots of organizing or stripping of bikes. And in doing that, it's really cool because you learn a lot through those kinds of tasks, like taking a bike apart. You know, you learn a lot about the anatomy of how it would go back together. You get familiar with parts. Yeah, it's really cool. And so you can do, there's things like that. And for different levels, you know, depending on your skill level, you can do different things to earn your credits. You could, like Francis said, you could true some wheels for us. You know, we like to try to get all of our parts working well and stuff, so we have things ready on hand to use to put on bikes when we're putting them together. And you can also donate money. We appreciate that. Donating money is a way you can earn, earn your membership. We try to ask for, like, a $5 drop-in fee to use the space. Or $10 for regular use throughout the month. So
that's,
we don't
really
like turn
reasonable.
People away if they don't. Yeah, totally reasonable. Use all of our tools and any knowledge that you might need, any knowledge gaps you need filled in. You know, we can help you with everything. So yeah.
That's a really great thing.
And,
I mean, a lot of.
Really,
oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to add that that membership can also be volunteer time, and somebody could come to us with absolutely no knowledge of how to work on bikes, and we can set them up with a simple task like patching tubes, which is, you know, it's simple, and we have a box full of tubes that need to be patched, but then you're empowering someone next time they're stuck on the side of the road with a flat. Now they know, oh, I know how to patch a tube, you know, like I know I can handle this. And so we get our work done, but we're also empowering people to work on their own bikes and have the confidence to you know, to break down.
there you go. I got really good at patching my tube one trip from Eureka to Ferndale, where I had like four flats. It turned out I had a small piece of chert that was just embedded in the inside of the the tire, but I could not see it until I turned it inside out and really inspected it hard. And it was, even then, it was almost impossible to see it. But it was just, I went through four inner tubes. I was like, this is crazy.
I wound up getting some. There's all sorts of fun stuff that you pick up along the road here.
I wound up getting some armadillo tires after that.
those are definitely the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that it's, you know, with the holiday season coming up, especially for kids, bikes make a great present. And, you know, kids grow out of bikes so quickly.
Yep.
And the Bike Kitchen is a great place that we've had lots of families that have come in and found a bike for their young one. But the Bike Kitchen will be closed for the last 2 weeks of December. Is that correct?
I believe so.
And then we have some new things coming up in the new year, Jess. I wondered if you might be able to tell us what that will be.
Right, yeah. We're starting a new program at the Bike Kitchen at the beginning of the year, January 3rd. We're starting a Women in Trans Day for, the space will be open exclusively for women and trans people to create more balance in the participation of women. Right now, we have a lot of men who come in, which is great. We want everybody who needs to use the space to come in and use it. But women, you know, it's not really a traditionally female-oriented place, or usually it's not. It's more dominated by men, and so a lot of women don't feel comfortable coming in. And so we're going to have Sundays, the first, third, and fifth Sundays are going to be for women and trans folks only. The mechanics, I will be one of the mechanics, and we'll always have, like, two mechanics on staff. And we'll be women, and, yeah, the place will be only open for women and trans folks. And it'll be really great. There's a program like this in Santa Cruz at another bike co-op, and I used to volunteer there, and it was just, it's a really great atmosphere for women who might feel a little uncomfortable or intimidated, or like they don't know anything or they don't feel welcome. It's sort of like going into like an auto mechanic shop. You know, a lot of women feel a little uncomfortable about that. So
that's really cool.
It's just yeah.
That's really fantastic, because there's, you know, I agree, and there's absolutely no reason why women shouldn't be doing this. There's nothing that requires, you know, the Y chromosome.
It's just
a skill.
Right.
Yeah, women are just capable of learning everything
absolutely.
And becoming amazing mechanics. And yeah, and I think it's so important to help women to step into that and feel confident about that they can learn all this stuff on their bikes and that this isn't just for men, you know.
And I think the Bike Kitchen has really tried to work on making sure the space is really welcoming to all, and I think this will be one kind of new way to really help reach more people. You know, and also wanted to say that there's such a broad age range, too, of people involved in the Bike Kitchen.
It's really fun.
Always inspired.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Give the hours and days that that it's open there.
The Bike Kitchen is open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. It's at the Jefferson School on B and Clark in Eureka.
Now, it's 6 to 8. Is that a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Okay. That's important we check that out, because my world starts early. I've been up since, you know, 3:30 this morning, so 6 seems a very reasonable hour to me.
You might be the only one on that.
Probably. Yeah.
Great. Well, any other tidbits to add, or how can people find more information online?
Yeah, you can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/communitybikekitchen at Jefferson School. Like, if you just go on Facebook on your normal page and you just start typing in Community Bike Kitchen, it'll come up.
Yeah.
And you can like our page.
You can also go to eurekabikekitchen.org.
Awesome.
That'll take you somewhere, too.
Good. All righty. And Emily, are there other things we need to touch on before we wrap it?
No, just enjoying this a little bit cooler weather.
Mm-hmm.
And really want to thank Francis and Jess from the Community Bike Kitchen for being on tonight, or this morning.
Yes.
I don't even know what time. AM or PM? I don't know. And next week,
yeah, thank
we'll...
Thank you, Jess, and thank you, Emily.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Francis and Emily and DJ.
Yes.
And then next week, we'll be traveling south again, and we're going to be talking with Phil Dow of the Mendocino Council of Governments about a new trail project in Covelo. So also looking at another rural area that has been successful with accessing funding for trails. So we'll learn from them next week.
Fantastic. All right, Jess and Francis, thank you both for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Right on.
Do appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Emily, as always, thanks so much for pulling this all together.
Yeah, nice to join you in person, too.
Yeah, it's always fantastic. Always fantastic. That's one of the cool things about being out and about. We get to do this a little bit more often. All righty. And this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.